On today's Growth Points, I want to take a moment and speak to you about the subject of teamwork. I had the privilege this morning to meet with our West Coast Baptist College Eagles men's basketball team. And I always enjoy in the early part of the season meeting with that team and talking to the men about a number of different things, because I really believe they are a representative of Christ and a representative of our college as well as they travel. And as I shared with them from 1 Corinthians 10, whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God. I wanted to remind them of the fact that whether in winning or losing, traveling or home games, it really is all about the glory of God. And three things in particular that I shared with our men that I thought I'd share with you today, and just some core reminders about the attributes of a great winning team. First of all, as I talked to our team, I talked to them about character. I talked to them about walking with integrity. That was with respect to their language, with respect to their dress, with respect to their dating, with respect to their attitude. I'm a believer in the fact that we ought to raise our hand when the referee calls a foul, or if something doesn't go our way, we don't sulk back to the other side of the court. I've often said you can learn more about a man in 10 minutes of basketball than 10 hours of interviewing. It seems like quickly whatever's inside of us is going to come out. And so I just challenge the men to have some character on the inside. And really, we recognize in ministry today, ministry is not about what we do, it's about who we are. And we need to make sure that we are with the Lord having a real and a right relationship, and that character does count. So I challenged our young men this year to have a character that was known from the minute they walked off a bus till the minute they got back on the bus after a basketball game. The second thing I talked to our team about today is compassion. I talked to them about having compassion for lost souls. The fact is that we really view our basketball teams not only as traveling representatives for the college, but traveling missionaries from a local church. I thank God that just last week, after an opening season game, our basketball team led 8 players on the other team to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we teach them to carry gospel tracts into the gas stations and restaurants, and to really seek to witness to the players on the other teams. And sometimes they get a cold reception too. But we're to be instant in season and out of season. And as I reminded these young men, and I think all of our school teachers and coaches need to be reminded, we're not just trying to train athletes. We're trying to train them to become men of God, men of compassion. Jesus, when he saw the multitudes, was moved with compassion on them. And so I spoke to the men about character and compassion. And the third thing we spoke about was compatibility. Just getting along with one another, being gracious toward one another, helping to carry supplies off the bus, helping to do whatever it is that needs to be done in order to keep the companionship strong and the compatibility strong on the team. You know, the Bible is very clear that ministry is not simply about being an island. It involves teamwork, and we're a body in the local church. And I challenge these men to pray for one another, to encourage one another when a game didn't go right, to listen to the coaches, and to work together to really strengthen one another. We've all heard of the teaching of synergy. Together, everyone can achieve more. And that's never been more true than in the local church as we're surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here are some lessons from a basketball team meeting that I hope will be an encouragement to you and your teams today, whether it's your Sunday school, your deacons, your youth group. All of us need to have the character, the compassion, and be working on that compatibility, because teamwork makes the dream work, and our dream is to reach more people for the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Have a great day.